بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل صلاة الصبح والعصر. This is a chapter on the virtue of the Fajr and Asr Salah. Fajr and Asr. عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صلى البردين دخل الجنة متفق عليه. البردان الصبح والعصر. As Abu Musa Ash'ari رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that whoever performs the two cold salahs, the two cold namazes, he shall enter Jannah. The two cold namazes here refers to Fajr and Asr. So Fajr we find in many areas, especially in winter, when it is very, very cold, it's difficult for the person to perform wudu, to wake up first of all, to perform wudu and read his salah. Therefore, because he's going through this extra effort and he's striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making the sacrifice, Allah has, Rasulullah has specifically mentioned that he will enter Jannah. Of course, a person has to read all his five times salah, but here because there is an extra effort made, especially with Fajr salah in those cold cities and towns, especially when it is inclement weather, when it is very, very cold during winter. Here in Durban, we don't feel it so much, but in the other parts of the world, when it becomes very, very cold, and minus degrees at that time, the person, he fights his nafs, and he makes sure he goes for salah, and he performs his Fajr salah especially. Then Asr salah, in many of the Middle East countries, or other parts of the world, and generally after Asr, or at time of Asr salah, you find a cool wind coming, a cold wind. So again, in winter months, there's a cold wind that comes in the evening, so it is Asr time. Therefore, specifically, Fajr and Asr has been mentioned as two cold namazes. We find the next hadith also, although the cold namazes is not mentioned, but Asr and Fajr and Asr has been referred to, because generally at that time a person is either very busy, or Fajr time the person is just enjoying his sleep, and Asr time he is concluding the affairs of the day, he is closing up his shop, he is closing up his practice, he is now rushing home, people are now traveling, they are going home, they are tired. Therefore Rasulullah has specifically directed the attention to performing these two salah. So the two cold salah, Fajr and Asr, as I mentioned, the reason why they mentioned is two cold salahs, and this does not mean you must not perform the other salah. All five times salah is extremely important. It is fard for us to perform the salah. But here, because these two salah are generally more neglected, therefore they have been emphasized. وعن أبي هريرة وعن أبي زهير عمارة بن رعيبة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لن يلج النار أحد صلى قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها يعني الفجر والعصر. رواه مسلم. أبو زهير عمير Umara bin Ruwaybah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I heard Rasulullah saying, no person who performs salah before sunrise, that is Fajr salah, and before sunset, referring to Asr salah, shall enter hellfire. As words Fajr and Asr salah, you read, you'll never go into Jahannam. Allah ta'ala protect us. By ulama have mentioned, by reading these two salat especially, then Allah ta'ala will then forgive his minor sins, and Allah will give him tawfiq of making tawbah for the major sins that he has committed, and in this way he will be expiated for all his sins and he will not enter into Jahannam. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.